AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. There's been a rush hour bombing in the Afghan capital, Kabul. The government official says the bombing targeted a foreign troop convoy and there are civilian casualties. While the official says it was suicide car bombing, NATO spokesman U.S. Army Colonel Brian Tibbetts says it was a roadside bomb. No word yet on any casualties among the troops in the convoy. The lawyer for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl claims that the Army officer who oversaw the pretrial hearing for his client is recommending reduced charges. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Bergdahl's attorney says Lieutenant Colonel Mark Vixer has decided the case should go to a military system much like the civilian courts that handle misdemeanor charges, which would limit the maximum punishment to reduction of rank, a bad conduct discharge, and a short jail term. He may not serve any jail time at all. Bergdahl left his post in Afghanistan in 2009 and was captured by the Taliban. His commanding officer said the search put soldiers in danger. Last year, Bergdahl was exchanged for five Taliban commanders. No timeline has been given on a decision. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thousands of people marked the 20 years since the first Million Man March with a rally on the National Mall in Washington yesterday. Joey Davis of Detroit says a lot has changed for him personally since that first march when he was 27 years old.
20 years ago, I was by myself. And 20 years later, I come back with my wife and five or six children.
Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, who organized the original march, called the anniversary gathering the Justice or Else March. Shortly after takeoff last night, a small plane with two people on board crashed into a house in South Lake Tahoe, California. Police and fire officials say no one on the ground was hurt. The status of the two people on the plane has not been made clear. This is AP Radio News. A man who was once one of Ireland's most powerful and wealthy bankers being held for extradition in Massachusetts. Federal agents arrested David Drum yesterday. He was the chief executive of the Anglo-Irish Bank in 2008 when it unraveled in the global financial meltdown. In the baseball playoffs, the L.A. Dodgers evened their National League series with the Mets with a 5-2 win. Chase Utley broke New York shortstop Ruben Tejada's right leg with a takeout slide into second on the seventh inning.
Going hard to try to break up the double play. Obviously, I feel terrible that he was injured. I had no intent to hurt him whatsoever.
L.A. scored four runs in that inning after the injury. The Chicago Cubs evened their series with the Cardinals with a 6-3 win. Later today in the ALCS, Houston hosts Kansas City, their best of five, tied at a game each. Toronto is down two, hoping to avoid elimination in the road against the Rangers. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.